Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible. Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, the cattle futures market today finished quite a bit stronger, with led by the live cattle. February closed up $2.25 at $125.45. So a really, really good, strong close here as the market closed on its highs, or just two ticks off of the high, in the highest level for the February contract. So things are looking pretty good here. Now, box beef at midday was down a penny on choice, down 11 cents on select. So really nothing going on there. It was reported that yesterday there was some 22.50 to 25.50 cash trade, which would have 25.50 obviously would have been higher than last week. And then the sell barns on some of the heavier stuff were pretty good, 2 to 7 higher on the higher weighted feeder cattle. Some of the lighter stuff was disappointing, according to some people that were at the sales. So, but the feeder cattle did close to $1 to $1.50 higher. Quite a bit of action here as people are trading the spreads. Long the front, short the back on the live cattle. There's some seasonal tendencies that people are tracking, and that's been pretty helpful there. The hog market today was up a little bit, up about 75 points. We continue to hear various bits and pieces out of the Chinese in terms of their hog issues. Continues to progress and develop into a bigger problem.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
The grain futures market finished mixed today. Corn and beans were slightly lower. Corn down 2, beans down 5, and then the wheat was 3 to 4 cents higher. Cotton futures down 121 at 71.54. All eyes are on the Chinese and U.S. trade war. They're going to extend the meeting for another day, going through Wednesday. The trade is taking it kind of negative, with the corn and beans being a little bit lower. And it's also thought that yesterday China bought up to 15 million cargo, somewhere between 3 and 15 million cargo loads of soybeans. Normally they buy about 60% or 23 million metric tons from the United States. This year they bought 5 million. So we're still a long way from buying all of their going, you know, normally would buy. And they're about to shift their attention down to South America as their new crop is hitting the market. So got a short window here to play a lot of catch up. The ending stocks continue to be as high as we think they may be without the Chinese exports. It's looking like somewhere around 955 million bushels is what the USDA said on their last report, which is more than double what the previous 10 years has been. In 2017, it was about 302, so that'd be triple what we were back then. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.